Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Guys, I'm super excited today because I have a guest who's really helped me grow myself and grow my business, and for that, I'm truly grateful.
She's also somebody who's helped me in my career, in my speaking career. She's my coach. She's my friend. And her name is Felicia Slattery. And Felicia, you, when I think about speaking, you're the person that comes to mind. How did you get to share the stage with Zig Ziglar? That is fabulous.
Well, hi, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
I know. That was awesome. That was an awesome day. I've actually spoken around the world, so and actually did share the stage with Zig Ziglar when I was at an event in Orlando several years ago. Of course, now Zig has passed. But we were both speaking at an event, and it was after his stroke. And so it was Zig and his, really his entourage. His wife was on stage with him, his son, who's now carried on the mantle. And I like to say that Zig opened for me because Zig was on right before lunch, and I think I went on right after lunch. So anyway, I joke that you know, Zig opened for me. But it was really, really an amazing opportunity. And actually, he and I had a chance to sit down together and spend a few minutes just talking, and he imparted some of his amazing wisdom. And it was just a fantastic day. That side note, I totally forgot hairspray. I was having like the worst hair day ever on stage. I was like, oh man, the one day I'm going to forget the thing. Oh my gosh. But apparently it didn't matter because Zig didn't say you look like you're having a bad hair day. So it worked out.
That's awesome. That's totally awesome. And isn't that always the case? I mean, when you're at the peak of what you're doing, something happens, you know? So that's
right.
Yeah. So, and you've got, I know you've got a handful of books, but the two that I know the best are Kill the Elevator Speech, 21 Ways to Make Money Speaking. So just talk a little bit about those books.
Yes. Yeah, so my first number one bestseller was 21 Ways to Make Money Speaking. And because a lot of people have some misconceptions, which I know we'll talk a little bit more later, but that the only way to make money as a speaker is what I have in the book as way number one is to show up and get paid to show up to speak as a keynote speaker. But there are so many ways that you can literally make money while talking and speaking on stage and not in some ways not even on stage. So the book shares all of those 21 ways. And that book hit number one on Amazon in five categories on launch day before noon, and was kind of a bucket list thing for me. I always wanted to be write a book and be a number one best-selling author, so I did all of that, which was so cool. And then my most recent book that I published in November of 2014 is called Kill the Elevator Speech, Stop Selling, Start Connecting. And it's all about the problems with the elevator speech. In business, people are told all the time that, well, you have to have an elevator speech. If you don't, you might as well not go to a networking meeting. And, you know, honestly, I've not used an elevator speech in many years. And so I talk about why and what the problem with that is. As a speech teacher and a speech coach, people have come to me for years and have said, could you teach me how to do this? And I've always had to say over my dead body, I won't, because and here's why they're so horrible. So I present that information. And then I talk about, well, if you're not going to do that, what do you do instead? And then I go even further and share what's the absolute best option for folks. And it is public speaking.
Awesome. And I've seen you give that presentation. I've read the book and it almost sounds counterintuitive, but it's really not. It's really about relationships, which is, of course, one of my foundations and I love. So now you went from teaching to speaking. You were a teacher at colleges, right?
Yes. So I literally started speaking in front of audiences of hundreds of people when I was a child. 7 years old was the first time I was in front of hundreds of people. And I said, Mommy, these people are listening to me. I want to do more. And I was reading at church. And so I have been in front of audiences of hundreds for years and years and years, decades at this point. And so I was a mom, still a mom. My kids were 1 and 3 years old at the time I started my business. And at that point, I had been teaching college for over a decade. And I've been teaching communication courses, public speaking classes, and had taught hundreds, probably thousands of students at the different schools that I taught at over the years. And I thought when I started my business that I was going to be a life coach, because one of the classes that I was teaching was an interpersonal communication class. And so, a lot of people had questions about how to do interpersonal communication, and I had done my master's thesis around interpersonal communication behaviors and things like that. And so I thought, well, that's a really good place for me to go. And so I started interacting with folks online, and at the time, Facebook and LinkedIn were not a thing, but there were other social networks. So I was just on these other social networks, and people started asking questions. And I, like I said, I thought I was a life coach, but as people started asking questions about, saying, oh my gosh, somebody just asked me to speak and I don't know what to say and I don't know how to organize this information. And I would just answer their questions because I used to be a speech teacher too. And the next thing I knew, people were asking me, would you please teach me this thing? I was like, okay, I can teach you this thing. And so I started then speaking about speaking. I went from the classroom teaching college students to stages teaching business owners how do they put together speeches and how do they build relationships, because that's what public speaking is really about, Brian. Just like that's what social media is really about, what all media is, or all business is really about. It's about building relationships. And so I teach building relationships from the stage. And so that's my specific angle that I take, is how do you make money by building relationships with people from the stage? And that's what I teach, and that's what folks love to learn more about. And so all of my presentations, all of my speeches are really about how do you create effective connections in business.
Exactly. And that leads me to my first major question, which is, who needs to speak? And I think I know the answer to that one.
Some people might say, well, everybody needs to speak, or everybody with a business. But that's actually not the case, because I've seen a lot of speakers who should frankly not be on stage. So how do you know who needs to be speaking? Well, the answer is, if you, number one, are absolutely convinced and know for sure, without a shadow of doubt in your mind, that what you do for people or the products and services that you sell, that you offer, are something that helps improve people in people's lives, people's businesses, if you are passionate about that and you know it in your heart of hearts, that's a really excellent qualification to be a speaker, right? So if you know what you do is going to help people, and if you're passionate about that, that's the second criteria that you want to use. The third thing is, if you have something of value to offer an audience, okay, that's the third thing. And something of value would be information. What's your knowledge that you can share? If you have those three things, then you should be speaking.
Awesome. So what are some of the common platforms? I mean, where can people speak? And I think it's, we all have been to conventions and see the big stage with thousands of people, but there's a lot more opportunities out there, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, gosh, yes, of course, there are the big stages, and to get on those big stages and get paid the big bucks. I know you've interviewed other New York Times bestselling authors and other number one bestselling authors on Amazon like me. And, a lot of us get paid in the thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars to show up and deliver a keynote presentation. Now, that's a business model in and of itself. And for people who want to do that, there's certainly a path to follow, and I work with clients on how to do that. However, there are also, even at those same conventions, they have breakout sessions. So you can be a breakout session trainer at those sessions and get paid to show up. But even if you say, well, I don't know if I'm ready to be a professional speaker yet, even if all you want to do is promote your products and services, there are plenty of platforms and opportunities for you. Locally, there are groups that meet literally every single day of the week that would love to have someone come and present to their group. Even at churches, moms groups would love to have speakers come all the time to talk to them about how to keep their house and their kids and their families organized, about how to manage their time, about how to handle their finances and save money at the grocery store and, you know, all those kinds of things. So, I mean, I've just off the top of my head rattled off three different kinds of business owners who can go and talk to just moms groups at churches. So, I mean, they're platforms everywhere. The Rotary Club, the Lions Club, the, you know, all of these groups. Chambers of Commerce have their big annual meeting where they have somebody where they'll typically pay a person to come. But then they have folks who they don't necessarily have a budget for who have the, who come to their lunch and learn meetings and who present stuff. I know, you know, Brian, I know you've spoken at a bunch of those. I've spoken at a bunch of those.
Mm-hmm.
So there are tons of speaking platforms. And then That's just in person. There are also tons of speaking platforms online where you can do webinars and you can do telesummits and you can do podcasts like this one and be interviewed. You can be interviewed on blog talk radio shows. Truly, the sky is the limit. If you start to think about this, it can blow your mind at how many opportunities you have to speak, to market your business, and to serve people with your gifts and talents.
That's totally cool and very, very true. I mean, there's so many different platforms locally, regionally, nationally. I mean, both of us are speaking at a national convention in a month, which is just fabulous. And it's the key thing, though, is before you give a speech, you have to create your topic, your information, your presentation. So what are some of the tips you can give people about, you know, organizing, formulating, and writing a great presentation?
Okay. So some quick tips. Is number one, the first thing you need to do is you need to know and understand who your audience is. And your audience, if you're growing your business, is the people that you best serve, your ideal clients. So that's who you write your speech for. So number one is know and understand your audience. Okay. The second thing is then, I actually like to tell people, know where you're going to end. Okay. Know where you're going to end. What are you going to ask people to do at the end of your presentation? Okay, be very clear about that because you want to tell people at the end of your speech, what do you want them to do now and what do you want them to do later? Okay, you have to be clear. That's called a call to action. You've got to know what that call to action is. You cannot write a speech without knowing where the call to action is going to be. Because then, number three, the next thing you're going to do is you're going to put together the body of your speech. Okay, the body of your speech then is designed very specifically to point to the thing at the end that you want people to do, and it should make the thing that you want people to do, the call to action, it should feel like a no-brainer to people. Well, of course I want to sign up for that free thing, or of course I want to buy your service, or of course I want to, whatever, because you just told me some really cool information about why that's important, about, you know, gave me some tips about how to do that. You can, maybe as part of the body of your speech, you can write some frequently asked questions. You know, answer some frequently asked questions. What are the questions that you get all the time when people hear your A, whatever it is that you do? Answer some of those questions, okay? So that's the third thing. And then the fourth thing is that, and by the way, as you notice, we're just writing your speech backwards. So you start with the end, you do the bottom or the middle, and then you go to the beginning. And the beginning is how you start your presentation. And how you start your presentation is never, hi, my name is. That's awful. Start your presentation with some kind of attention getter. So you can ask a compelling question. And by the way, who wants to make more money is not a compelling question. It's a question that makes people roll their eyes and want to stab their hand with a fork. So don't ask that question. Am I right, Brian? You've seen people ask that.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, it's horrible. So start with a compelling question. Like, so one of my speeches that I deliver is called Credibility and Cash Flow. And so I start my speech with, think about the last time you bought a product or service from any business, whether it was in person or online. What was it about that business, that product, that service that made you say, yes, I want this thing? So you hear that question? And then I just keep rolling. And I keep going. So I make sure that it's also rhetorical. So a compelling question that's rhetorical is a fantastic way to start your speech. So there you go.
Absolutely. And one of the things that you coached me on, which was absolutely brilliant because of my Bacon book, is you had me make an intro video that's a movie about bacon. And every time I play that thing, it just immediately sucks people in. And the rhetorical question is, who's hungry, right?
Yeah. So, all right. But I don't, Brian, you just scared people. So let's not scare the people
okay.
who don't know how to make a video and are like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to make a video intro. Brian's whole background is in video production and audio production and music and multimedia stuff like that. That's like Brian's love and passion. So it's mm-hmm. that's why I told Brian that's a cool way for you to start, because I knew he could do it. So if you have that kind of skill, that's a fun way to start your speech, is with a video. But don't feel like you have to. I've never started any of my speeches with videos. In fact, I rarely use any video in my presentations, and folks are still happy and engaged throughout. So don't scare people, Brian.
Oh, no, absolutely. But that's – and the other thing you got to think about too is if you do want to do something like that, there's lots of people you can hire to help. I mean, that's you know, we've talked to so many great people in this podcast about, you know, how do you get help to do things, and there's going to be more of that. So – fabulous, fabulous tips and advice. Thank you so much. I know that you've got tools and systems that can help people better understand how to create and promote speeches. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. You know, I mean, I've got free offerings on my website, and I've got paid classes. You know, I think probably the two most pertinent things to folks who are really interested in speaking would be in having help putting together their presentation. Because if you don't have a presentation to put together, then you don't have anything to, you know, to sell, right? So for, you know, if people, if they want to learn how to do it themselves, I have something that I call the Signature Speech Mastery Program, and you learn everything. There's like 6 modules, and you're really, it just shows you everything you need to know about putting together the speech, about getting booked to speak, about making money both on the spot and later. And then I actually have a relatively new product that's that we call the Signature Speech Wizard, where I work with a guy who is a legend in the internet marketing world. His name is Jim Edwards, and he has done other wizards in the past, and we partnered together on the Signature Speech Wizard, and it's almost like we write the speech for you. There's 43 questions in this wizard, and you answer these questions, and at the end pops out your PowerPoint presentations and your speech outlines and all of your marketing materials. So you don't even have to necessarily write the copy if you're not that great of a copywriter, or, you know, the follow-up emails that have to go. So all these things pop out at the other end. You can check, you know, either one of those out. So if you want to learn how to do it for yourself, that's a little bit less expensive. If you want us to do it for you, you know, by the time you finish with the wizard, you're about 85 to 90% done. You've got to do some tweaks on the other end and make it personalized, you know, a little bit more personalized to yourself. But boy, oh boy, it's so much easier to edit something that a professional has done than it is to have to start from scratch and do it yourself. But a lot of people do like to learn the method and do it themselves. So I, you know, I've got both options available for folks and all kinds of other things.
Yeah, and they're both fabulous. I mean, the Signature Speech Wizard, I've used that not only to write speeches, but just to create marketing materials. I mean, it's really super simple and incredible, and I love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Visit my website, FeliciaSlattery.com, and visit me socially on social media. But, you know, wherever you like to hang out, I'm Felicia Slattery everywhere: Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Google+. Let me know that you heard me on Brian's podcast. Email Felicia@FeliciaSlattery.com if you're really excited and you want to book me. Whatever.
Anyways, Felicia, thank you so much for joining us. You gave some awesome tips. I know my audience is going to appreciate everything that you taught us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.